from ABC News. I'm Alex Stone, live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Moments ago, an emotional memorial service honoring Michael Jackson wrapped up. Jackson's backup dancers, who are set to perform with Jackson in London at the O2 Arena and rehearsed with them here at the Staples Center right before he died, took the stage. And then Jackson's daughter, Paris, wanted to say her goodbye.
Ever since I was born, Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine. And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
She spoke while her father's gold casket sat in front of the crowd. She was surrounded by all of Jackson's brothers, including Marlon.
Michael, when you left us, a part of me went with you. And a part of you will live forever within me, but also a part of you will live forever within all of us.
Across the country, fans were also paying tribute to the king of pop. Here's ABC's David Blaustein in Harlem, New York.
Alex, around 1,000 people are here in Harlem. Moses Roberts is a Michael Jackson impersonator.
It's just really hard.
Roberts wasn't the only one crying.
Michael was my heart.
Robert Williams says Jackson was simply one of a kind.
There will be no other Michael Jackson ever. What he brought to the world, not just here in Harlem, the world.
Alex.
The family says Jackson's body will not be buried today. They say that will happen when the media frenzy winds down. I'm Alex Stone, live outside the Staples Center in Los Angeles, and you're listening to ABC News.
You know what it's like.
Coffee.
The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed, brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Have you seen today's paper? Another industry going to Congress for a handout. The record labels.
I know. And 3 of the 4 major labels are located overseas.
And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations.
The same stations that raise money for our local charities.
They actually want Congress to take money out of our community and send it to foreign-owned companies? I'm going to call our representative right now.
Learn more at noperformancetax.org. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
In other news today, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is taking steps to mediate the constitutional crisis in Honduras.
After meeting with the ousted Honduran president, the Secretary of State announced a framework for mediation to resolve the crisis.
We call upon all parties to refrain from acts of violence and to seek a peaceful, constitutional, and lasting solution to the serious divisions in Honduras through dialogue.
Hillary Clinton says the president of Costa Rica will mediate talks between Manuel Zelaya and the Honduran officials who sent him into exile. The American goal is restoring constitutional order, but Clinton stopped short of demanding Zelaya be returned to power. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
8 months after that disputed election in Minnesota, Al Franken is now a U.S. senator.
Escorted by former senator and vice president Walter Mondale, Al Franken walked down the aisle of the Senate to be sworn in by Vice President Joe Biden. His wife and family watched from the spectators' gallery overhead as the former nightclub comic took on his new role.
ABC's Vic Ratner on Capitol Hill. One politician steps onto the stage, another exits. Or does she? Alaska Governor Sarah Palin steps down in a few weeks. Today, she talked with ABC's Kate Snow.
Don't know what the future holds. I'm not going to shut any door that, who knows what door is open. Can't predict what the next fish run's going to look like down on the Nishigak. So I certainly can't predict what's going to happen in a couple of years.
This is ABC News.
Have you noticed these days that every other ad seems to be about getting out of credit card debt? They tell you it's easy and fast, or you'll learn some kind of secret about how not to pay your debt, like that's going to help you. It is important that you get all the facts first. If your back is against the wall and you feel that you don't have any options, call now to be referred to a debt consultant. The phone call is free and there's no obligation. Financial Future Network is a referral service that will attempt to place you with a company that will assist you in your debt needs. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms prior to enrollment. Call now, 800-501-7032. That's 800-501-7032.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It's 105. I'm Brett Burkhart. The city of Oakland says it will pay more than $500,000 to the family of a man shot to death by police. The 27-year-old was pulled over for drinking and driving but ran from the car. The officer who shot him three times in the back has since been fired. Crews say a fire that destroyed a Quiznos sandwich shop in Pleasant Hill this morning was likely an accident. It happened on Contra Costa County Boulevard. None of the neighboring businesses was damaged. And some San Francisco leaders have rolled out a proposal to help address what they say is the growing problem of mortgage fraud, particularly among low-income residents and communities of color. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Between Concord and Pittsburgh, Kirker Pass Road northbound after the top of the hill. SUV towing a trailer hit the center divide. Trailer overturned. Crash San Leandro, south 238 at Hesperian. Toyota owners, keep your Toyota by trusting the factory-trained technicians of your genuine Toyota service center to maintain your vehicle to precise factory specs. Visit toyotaownersonline.com for more information. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Same weather trend for the next couple of days. We're looking at clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon at 63 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. Here come some more official figures on this. Sperm banks and donor egg donor agencies, it's up 40%. We think it's the economy, people looking for the money. But there's something I got to tell you about it. First, once most prospective donors learn that medical and psychological screenings can take weeks or months, most interested men and women opt out. Nevertheless, there's a spike of 40% in people going for this. Compensation varies by region, state, and agency. At Oregon Health and Science University, fertility consultants, sperm donors, $100 per collection, and you can donate twice a week. Let's do the math. Whew, that's almost $800, $900 a month. You can almost pay a small rent with that. Women, of course, egg donors, about $5,000. Egg donors must get mental physical screening and be selected by prospective parents. Sperm samples are quarantined for 6 months. See, that's the time it would take for some blood tests for certain STDs to turn positive. Egg donors must be 21 to 32. Sperm donors, 20 to 39. And this particular agency is increasing a 30% increase. Hey, this is clever. This is an idea. Okay, when the rapture comes, right, you've committed your life to Jesus. The rapture comes. What happens to your loving pets who are left behind? Someone figured this one out. Eternal earthbound pets takes the burden off your mind. Now, I'm thinking to myself, this next sentence kind of threw me, and I didn't understand it, but now I do. It says, we are a group of dedicated animal lovers and atheists. And I'm thinking, why would you want to be an atheist? You're hardly going to sell your services to committed Christians if you're an atheist. Well, it turns out every representative of eternal earthbound pet is an atheist because they will still be here on earth after you've moved on to collect your reward. They will still be stuck on earth and they can carry out the wishes here. They're currently in 19 states. I'm trying to think what they're going to do. Their fee structure, $110. A guarantee that should the rapture occur within 10 years receipt of payment, one pet will be saved. But how do they do that? Must limit services. Dog, cats, birds, rabbits, small cage animals. They're not equipped to accommodate all species. And you can go to eternal-earthbound-pets.com to find out the details. We get a lot of questions. This is about details about sweating. What kind of antiperspirant? Should I get the operation? The electrophoresis thing you put on your hands, etc. I didn't know it got so complicated, but here is a company. Heck, I'll tell you their names. This is on a press release called Kleinerts, a starter kit. Well, it's a customized deal here with a variety of garment shields. I guess I mean, there are other objects that have to do with female hygiene that are representing, you know, space age absorbencies. And they're using this kind of thing with styling taken into account. The growing line of products treated with these anti-hypoallergenic, sweat repellent, stain repellent, bacterial hindering growth, eliminating heat and odor, even in cotton fabric steel. Anyway, it looks like the kind of thing for those of you struggling with perspiration, don't want to have the operation, you've tried everything else, and they have these starter kits available. So K-L-E-I-N-E-R-T-S. Oh my goodness, everything from the underarm to any place you could think a human could sweat. Speaking of any place you could think a human could, fill in the blank with Gillette now has a online free how to shave your groin spot that I'll leave to your imagination. But these are the times we live in, and this is for men. Yeah, guys, if you have never done this, I guess you might think of it as something intricate that might tap into your three-dimensional visualization. See how you do. I will spare you all the details, but how to use short light strokes. You might check out the full video if you need to see that. All right, this is partially explaining something we've talked and bandied about for years and years and years. Moderate drinkers are wealthier. Moderate drinkers are more educated and a lot less likely to be disabled than teetotalers, which explains some but not all of the association between moderate alcohol consumption and a longer life. Now, we've been talking about this for as long as I've been on the air because it started with wine. Well, wine drinkers are different. Wine drinkers make more money, more access to health care, etc. So we always knew it was part of the picture. Having a drink a day, halved a person's risk of dying over the next 4 years. That's a short period of time. Halved it. And they looked at all these other factors and found, indeed, the effect was weakened when they took into account the fact that moderate drinkers are wealthier, more educated, less likely to be disabled, but still 28% less likely. A moderate drinker is still 28% less likely to die than a non-drinker. You know, in the first study to show that drinkers outlive teetotalers or heavy drinkers. Oh, I have to always remember to say that. Heavy drinkers, forget it. Bad for your health. 1923. And 37% of drinkers had a college education compared to 14% of non-drinkers. Isn't there a different image of this? Don't you think of the poor person who has no education, living on the streets, the old Bowery bum when I was a kid as an alcoholic? Not true. 52% of drinkers had $300,000 in assets. Only 21% of non-drinkers did. Non-drinkers more likely to have functional disabilities. You know, having problems completing self-care, getting dressed, going to the bathroom. 41% of non-drinkers had trouble walking several blocks compared to 18% of moderate drinking. So there you go. Chicken and the egg. All right. Ukraine getting crazy here on porn. And they are now making porn illegal in the Ukraine unless it's used for medicinal purposes. What is that? And I won't even try. I mean, you tell me what your definition of pornography is and how do you judge it. Theirs is just ridiculous. Pornography is vulgar, candid, cynical, obscene depiction of sexual acts pursuing no other goal, the explicit demonstration of genitals, unethical elements of the act, perversions, realistic sketches that do not meet moral criteria and offend honor and dignity of the human by inciting low instincts. Whew. You enforce that one. Well, here's a very interesting report on something akin to that. Now, the title has to do is Why the Imp in Your Brain Gets Out. It's about the fact that we all have impulses, and we all want to let these impulses out. And how your brain spends as much time suppressing impulses as it does letting them fly. And we're talking about images and visions that will swirl up from the brain's sewage systems at the worst possible times, like during a job interview or you're meeting a boss and, you know, when you want to just pick up the hors d'oeuvres and start a food fight, or you want to mock, say your host has a bit of a stammer, you want to make fun of the person or cut loose with a racial slur, but you hold back. Well, it turns out the impulse might increase the chances that you're going to let something fly. And there are all kinds of pitfalls in social life. Everywhere you look, not just errors, but worst possible errors come to mind. And they come to mind easily, say the authors of this paper. The exploration of perverse urges, it has a rich history, but the adult brain expends at least as much energy inhibiting things as on action. And mental health relies on abiding strategies to ignore or suppress deeply disturbing thoughts. An easy one would be your own inevitable death. If you couldn't suppress that one, then you're going to die sooner than you think. Life would be tough. Perverse impulses arise when people focus intensely on avoiding errors or taboos. The theory is straightforward. To avoid blurting out that a colleague is a raging hypocrite, your brain first must imagine that. The very presence of that catastrophic insult in turn increases the odds the brain's going to spit it out. In a lab, psychologists have people try to banish a thought from their minds, like, you know, don't think of pink elephants. And they find that the thought will keep returning once a minute. Likewise, people try not to think of a specific word, continually blurt it out during rapid-fire word association tests. I guess a lot of you call these Freudian slips. The same ironic errors is what they're called. Golfers. Instruct the golfer to avoid a specific mistake, like overshooting. They do it more. When under pressure, especially. Soccer players told to shoot a penalty kick anywhere but at a certain spot in the net, say like the lower right corner, will look at that spot more often than any other. Efforts to be politically correct and be treacherous. Researchers here, for instance, had students read a vignette about a fictional peer, Donald. And Donald was a black male. The student saw a picture of him and read a narrative about his visit to a mall with a friend. In a crowded parking lot, Donald would not park in a handicapped space, even though he was driving his grandma's car, which had a pass, but he did butt in front of another driver to snag a non-handicapped space. He snubbed the person collecting money for a heart fund while his friend contributed some change. And so on. The story purposely portrays the protagonist in an ambiguous way. Then, the researchers had half of the students try to suppress the bad stereotype of black males as they read and later judged Donald's character on measures like honesty, hostility, and laziness. Those students rated Donald as significantly more hostile, but also more honest than did students who were not trying to suppress stereotypes. In short, attempting to banish biased thoughts, it worked to some extent. But the study provided a strong demonstration that stereotype suppression leads stereotypes to become hyper-accessible in your brain. Smokers, heavy drinkers, and other habitual substance users know this confusion well. The effort to squelch a longing for a cigarette or a drink can bring to mind all the reasons to break the habit. The risk that people will slip or lose it depends in part on the level of stress. This is the best. I should have read this one first. This is easiest. Concentrating intensely on not staring at a big mole on your friend's face while also texting and trying to follow a conversation heightens the risk of saying, hey, we went to the mall. I mean, we went to the mall, not the mole, the mall, the mall. There you are. This is similar. People are more empathetic to members of their own race. A bystander will feel more empathy for someone in pain when that person is in the same social group. This is coming out of China. And they found that perceiving others in pain activates a part of the brain associated with empathy and emotion more if the observer and the observed are the same race. Confirms in-group bias in empathic feelings. And that's been known for a long time, by the way, but never been confirmed by neuroimaging technology, which is what's new here. They monitored people's brains as they viewed video clips that simulated either painful needle prick or non-painful cotton swab touch to a Caucasian or a Chinese face, and Chinese people were more sympathetic and empathic to the Chinese person. Here's one for you. Caffeine reverses memory impairment in Alzheimer's in mice. Nevertheless, you get stuck with this when you're doing basic research. I'm not saying caffeine will reverse memory impairment in human Alzheimer's, but the results under the microscope here with mouse Alzheimer's, now what does that mean? The mouse, he forgets where he puts the cheese or something, is impressive. Back-to-back studies showing that caffeine significantly decreased abnormal levels of this very important protein in Alzheimer's disease. Listen, I wouldn't start or stop the habit. I'm certainly going to keep it up and figure maybe I'll beat the system. And one quick thing, I refer you online. This is making all the newspapers. I won't get into too much detail about insomnia and a web-based therapy program that seemed very, very helpful in getting people to sleep a lot better. And that's where I'm relating that one to caffeine. 9-week program based on well-studied cognitive behavior therapy techniques. You want to get out from underneath your Ambien habit. Here's the way to do it. Publish a major medical journal today. All right. Are you ready? Now, you may scoff at speed dating. Personally, it kind of fascinates me. I'm too old to do that. But I'm fascinated by speed dating. But scientists are learning amazing things about our preferences in dating and mating based on some studies of speed dating. Really, it's a perfect controlled experiment, isn't it? 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes. And I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
Hey, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm dancing. Woo!
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, I got the stack of cash with the googly eyes. I love him. Some money I'm saving with Geico. It was so easy.
Yeah, got that. But there's just one thing.
What?
You're dancing at work, John.
Yeah, I am. Woo! Woo!
Woo! Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Well, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
Audrey. Let's talk to Virginia. How you doing, Virginia?
My question is, why do I not sweat? And I ever in my life, with three exceptions. One is about 3 or 4 times per year, I can perspire a drop with a smell, period.
Yeah.
Second thing is, 3 times a year, I can have a little sweat on my hair in extreme heat. And the third is when I went through menopause several years ago, I'm 54, mm-hmm. I had night sweat, but I don't sweat.
Well, let me ask you a question. Where do you live?
I live in Castro Valley. I was raised in Alaska.
Okay. Oh, Alaska. Why'd you have to throw that in? You know, basically, here's what's going on. First, we all do sweat to a different degree. I guarantee you sweat, but you are very efficient. And a dry climate kind of helps that. Because the most efficient way to sweat, when you see droplets of sweat on your body, that is a waste of water and energy for your body. And if you move someplace and you change zones, you'll find your body doing that a lot, and then it slowly backs off because the most efficient way to sweat is to not notice it because you want the water to evaporate as quickly as it's being produced, and then you get the maximum cooling. If your body's actually covered in moisture and water that you can see, that's sealing in the heat. And you're not really getting your maximum cooling because as the water evaporates from the surface of the wet sweat, it's just cooling the sweat a little bit, but not cooling your skin. So that is a good thing. I remember as a kid, I don't know if they do this in grammar school anymore, but I remember in grammar school, you know, they gave us iodine and starch and you put it on your hands and you could actually count the sweat glands. You could see them. And some kids had like, it'd be a difference between looking at the sky, way out in the country and seeing a million stars, versus in most places in America today, you see a few stars. So little dots like the stars, like the sweat glands. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing. And I'll bet you if you went to the west coast of Africa, or you hung out a lot, you know, in Midwest and East Coast where the humidity goes up, you'd see more sweat because your body would have a difficult time keeping up with that. All right, let's talk to Diana in Dallas. How you doing, Diana?
I'm doing great, Dr. How are you?
Fine.
Wonderful. I have a question. I've been experiencing double vision since February 7th, and I've been the route with the primary care, the ophthalmologist, neurologist, and nobody quite has an answer for me. They were testing me for myasthenia gravis, but the blood work came back negative, and the solumeterol testing that I did made everything worse. So I'm trying to figure out other causes that could be causing the double vision that I'm getting.
Well, my brain would go to the most common cause. Myasthenia gravis is a muscle weakness like a... Well, I hate to use the term because it's not exactly up. The closest thing would be like a muscular dystrophy, something like that. You wouldn't want that one. I'm trying to think of... Well, let's go back. The most common cause, and this is something I would take back to originally to the ophthalmologist who, depending upon what is causing the double vision, it's always caused, just about always, by one eye not lining up with the other eye. It's a miracle that all of us see one thing because we have two eyes. And the two eyes are looking at the same image to superimpose those images. So what's happening is one eye is off. Now, if I knew exactly which eye it was, how much it's off, and what direction, we maybe could get more specific. But in my experience, when this happens in an adult, it means that as a kid, you probably had a little bit of this, and that as you matured, your eyes were able to kind of, by brute force, move themselves into alignment. And then as we age, you know, this may sound far-fetched, but it seems to be true. Our eye muscles get a little weaker, like all of our muscles. And slowly, at times when we're tired or not, they kind of lose it and spring back to where they were when we were kids. And one eye's on the pot and the other up the chimney, and you get double vision. But you got to rule out everything else, neurological deals, diabetes, myasthenia gravis, all that stuff. So I'm suggesting that after all this, you take it up with a neuro-ophthalmologist or the regular ophthalmologist and say, listen, do I just have an old cross-eyed situation that's coming back? All right. I'm Dr. Dean Dell, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Thousands of people are pouring out of the Staples Center in Los Angeles after an emotional tribute that wrapped up with tearful words from his young daughter. Paris Michael Catherine Jackson told the crowd that he was the best father anyone could imagine. His transformation from comedian to politician is now complete. Al Franken has been sworn in as the newest member of the U.S. Senate. Honduras' interim government gave hints today of a possible solution to a crisis caused by a coup, expressing the first signs of flexibility about the possible return of ousted leader Manuel Zelaya. Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's early departure from her office is creating political opportunity for others who would like to be the next chief executive of the state. Nearly a dozen people have already filed letters of intent. Lloyd Lindsay-Young calling for fog in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, with highs in the 60s and 70s the next few days. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Are you a business owner feeling overwhelmed by an underwater mortgage, business lease, or other bills you can't pay, tax problems, or other legal issues and not sure what you should do? This is Eric Nixdorf with Intelligent Legal Solutions, and I want to help. Intelligent Legal Solutions is my local boutique law firm and federal debt relief agency that specializes in tax, real estate, and bankruptcy law, conveniently located in San Ramon, right off 680. Our services include representing clients before the IRS, real estate disputes, loan modifications, and as a last resort, helping clients file for bankruptcy. I am both an attorney and licensed real estate broker, have trained at Harvard Business School, and previously managed a prominent Bay Area law firm, as well as a successful real estate investment company. I'll personally meet with you and give you a confidential, detailed analysis of the options available and what I think you should do and why. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit IntelligentLegalSolutions.com. That's IntelligentLegalSolutions.com.
This summer is an excellent time to enhance your child's attention, focus, reading, and study skills. So don't let another summer go to waste. If your child is struggling with being able to focus, is unable to pay attention, or having learning issues, we can help. At the Attention and Achievement Center, our experts, including neurologists and psychologists, have years of experience diagnosing and successfully working with kids who have ADD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning issues, and all without drugs. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results without negative side effects. Use this summer to defeat your child's problems. The Attention and Achievement Center has four locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
Over the last year, you've probably heard commercials and read newspaper articles about NoMoreSnoring.com. But it's what other people say about you that really counts. Let's hear what Eric of Sacramento County has to say. Eric, you had a major snoring problem.
Well, basically, I had loud snoring 15, 20 years. I've been married for about 8 years or so. My wife, she would wake up, of course, with the loud snoring. I always felt like I was tired. I saw doctors. They did do a surgery on me where they removed a portion of my soft palate in the back of my throat. That didn't work. I heard about No More Snoring.
And how about your wife?
She loves it, and she's 100% confident this is a solution for other people that have this issue.
NoMoreSnoring.com uses an FDA-approved oral appliance that is covered by most insurance. Recommended by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, they have offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and Sacramento. Call today for a complimentary consultation at 415-658-6028. That's 415-658-6028. Or visit them on the web at NoMoreSnoring.com.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
I was diagnosed in January with celiac disease. I've been on the gluten-free diet ever since. A friend of mine was diagnosed several years ago with celiac disease, was on the gluten-free diet for 2 years, and decided that he was cured and is no longer on the gluten-free diet. And I was wondering if that's possible.
Well, that's interesting. Let's talk about celiac disease has become very popular because of all the new gluten-free diet books, many of them written to help you lose weight, which, of course, I'm not a believer of. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of hullabaloo right now, the accusation of plagiarism of Hasselbeck on The View. She wrote a book. Evidently, she's being accused of having stolen her information from someone else. Gluten is a part of the wheat, a fraction of wheat. And some people have a very severe intestinal type allergy to it. And when they eat the gluten, the intestine reacts and doesn't absorb food well and causes gastrointestinal symptoms. So we've known about this for years. All the new gluten-free diet stuff, I don't think there's any way you're going to lose weight that gluten has anything to do with most people's diets. It is often misdiagnosed. That's always possible. But if you stick to a gluten-free diet, you will not have symptoms. You are essentially cured. And then the question becomes, if you decide after a couple of years of being good and you go off the diet, would your body be healed to a degree that it'll take a while for it to come back again? Because to my knowledge, it will come back again. But how long has your friend been off the gluten-free diet?
Like a year.
A year? Wow. Well, listen, first of all, he's doing it, one. Two, I see a lot of people diagnosed with celiac disease, and often it's an error, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, anything is possible. Diseases, especially allergies, you know, can come and go. I'd have to look it up and how likely that is. Either way, you can always experiment. If symptoms are going to come back or not, if they come back, well, you got to go back on a gluten-free diet. And it isn't hard to avoid gluten if you're cooking yourself. If you're out in the real world, it's very hard because instead of wheat flour, you got to use rice flour, quinoa. There's all kinds of alternatives, thankfully, today. So while I would say, sure, it's possible, I would still need to know a few more details about how, who, what, and when he was diagnosed and all that, all right? I want to tell you about this testing evolution's role in finding a mate, all right? And it's so funny because last week we did a study looking at the observation that women tend to be pickier than men when it comes to choosing a mate. And usually the idea, we say the explanation is evolutionary because women have a bigger investment in reproduction. They're the ones who have to endure pregnancy and childbirth and taking care of a kid. So they need to hedge their bets against selecting a dud to be the father. Speed dating, you know, roll the clock ahead here. Speed dating has given psychologists and economists and political scientists a new way to test all this out because participants can be randomly assigned to groups and have no prior information about other participants. 3-minute speed dating sessions are about as close to a controlled experiment as you're going to get. So here's some papers from Northwestern University that were interesting. They looked at speed dating to determine whether men or women were choosier. The answer was neither. Regardless of gender, people who were instructed to approach other daters were less selective. That is, more likely to ask to meet later for a date. And this doesn't mean men were just as selective as women, but they suggest it has to do with social conditioning. So listen to more. By making the first move, a person gains confidence, and then you find more people attractive. Culturally, men are expected to approach women more often, which may boost their confidence and make them less selective. And citing what psychologists call the scarcity principle, individuals tend to place less value on objects or opportunities that are plentiful compared to those that are rare. In contrast, women are accustomed to being approached, which makes women feel more desirable and thus more selective. Mating requires meeting. The pool of potential partners shapes the type of people to whom subjects propose and ultimately with whom they form long-term relationships. You like this. Here's a landmark study of 3,400 adults in Chicago found that 68% of married people met their spouse through a friend, a family member, or mutual acquaintance. Now, that was 1992. That was not when the internet was full bore. So what would that be today? I don't know. If you're single, though, and you know 20 people, and if each of those 20 people knows 20 other people, and each of them knows 20 people, well, you're connected to 8,000 people who are 3 degrees away, and one of them is likely to be your future spouse. Right? All right, let's talk to Marvin in San Diego. How you doing, Marvin?
Yes, doctor. I want to express my sincere thankfulness and gratitude for the advice received on your broadcasts.
Well, thank you. What was it about?
You were speaking actually with someone else, but I suffered from the same thing. It was MRSA, M-R-S-A.
Mm.
And I was being treated by an infectious disease specialist for 2 months. And things got better instead of worse. And you said, what to do? And I did exactly follow your advice after contacting the specialist. And he said, go ahead, do it, but be careful in doing it. And within 2 weeks, the thing had almost disappeared. And when I, during the conversation I was having with him in his office, told him about it, he was so happy he jumped out of his chair and shook my hand.
No, you're making me happy. Marvin, I got to ask you a question, though. What was the advice that I gave?
I feel, sir, today that I should have called you immediately and come down and shake your hand because...
that's kind. But what did you do? Tell me what I said to you.
Okay, you said I was suffering from blisters filled with pus.
Oh.
And you said if you speak to it, you said it's exactly what to do. You said remove the blisters by carefully exposing of the pus and puncturing it, but be careful not to spread it. And in fact, you even said, if you speak to your physician, tell them, don't tell them Dr. Adele said it. Tell them a cousin of yours is a physician who suggested it.
Okay. Maybe it sounds like it worked. Yes, I have done that in the past. You know, none of us, no doctor likes to be told what a person thinks they heard from another doctor, et cetera. So I always try to cover it with that one. You know, tell them it's a cousin at Harvard that always embellishes it a little bit who said, well, I'm sure happy you're better. That's the most important thing because sitting here with all the people we've talked to over the decades, I always wonder there are, of course, are going to be calls that will go the opposite way. I'm sure you realize, Marvin, that someone's going to say, Dr. Dell, you told me to do this or do that, and I died, or my cousin died, or whatever. And to the degree that you think anything I said helped you, well, I'll accept your gratitude. But, of course, sometimes things just happen anyway, with or without the advice, and I had nothing to do with it. All right, let me give you some phone numbers here. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, broker of Investment Property Capital. At IPC, we specialize in financing all types of income properties, and we're based in San Francisco. It's no secret that vacancies are up. If you own rental property, then you know that the amount you can borrow is driven directly by the rents. Which way are your rents going? If you're in the market to buy or refi your income property, then you know that timing is everything. Call us for a free analysis of your rent roll. We'll let you know how much of a loan you can get. We've got great long-term loans available, even without prepay penalties. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.36%. That's right, 4.36%. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. Investment Property Capital. We deliver solid solutions for investors. 800-839-8104. That's 800-839-8104. 839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.61%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by CalDRE 01126077.
Do you want to get out of debt fast? No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review. Absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 800-644-7890. That's 800-644-7890. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-644-7890. That's 800-644-7890. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-644-7890. Again, 800-644-7890.
Need money? Our listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. I mean, quit your job money from home. Income at Home 55 will help you run your own home business, and they're adding our listeners. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company and one of the few work from home companies with an A+ BBB rating. Want to earn life-changing money from home? Listen.
I wanted to see what everybody was talking about working from home and making this great income. I'm working my business now full time, and it has completely changed my life. Being able to be at home, be in control of your schedule, and create an income for the family, but be able to do it right there with them. It's so rewarding.
Hey, listeners, IncomeAtHome55.com even provides a personal coach to help you succeed. Order your no obligation info kit and pay only shipping. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program. All right, let's talk to Fernando. How you doing, Fernando?
I'm doing good, Dr. Dina Dale. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, I've been on high blood pressure medication for the last 3 years. It's called lisinopril. It's a 10-milligram pill. I had a job where I wasn't under a lot of stress, and the doctor prescribed me that medication because my blood pressure was in the 140-something. But over the last 3 years, I quit the job about 2 years ago, and since about 6 months ago, my blood pressure kind of stays in the 120s, 115s. I was wondering if it's safe to stop the medication. I haven't taken it for one full week.
Yeah. You know something? I of course, while I think it's possible, I would not advise that because you're not my patient. I don't know what your readings were like. You're telling me what it was, and you should have a blood pressure cuff at home to test your own blood pressure. In general, people who have high blood pressure when they're stressed out, that can be entirely normal, or it can be a sign that someday you're going to wind up with high blood pressure that stays up. And this information often gets confusing because I have often in the past told people, statistically, a third of you, 40% of you, could get off high blood pressure medication if you were willing to do a few things. One might be, I mean, I don't know anyone's individual situation, but if you're overweight, lose some weight. Get some exercise, avoid sodium in the diet, not salt. Well, salt has sodium, avoid salt, but sodium is in so many things. Sodium bicarbonate is baking soda. Sodium benzoate is a food preservative. Sodium this, sodium that. And those things, and some would say, you know, getting some stress out of your life, stress and anxiety can raise your blood pressure. It's been underplayed throughout the years where I think we're starting to realize that it does play a stronger role. In the past, you know, a lot of expression, you're making my blood pressure rise, you know, your mother will tell you that. And now we're kind of taking it a little more seriously. And, you know, so some would say meditation, relaxation, etc. So I think, yes, there are a lot of things that you could do. It is certainly a good sign. Now, after 3 years after that horrible job, your pressure seems to be normal. But what you don't know, Fernando, is how much the medication is contributing to your pressure being down. So if you wanted to stop it, how would you know where your pressure is? I've seen people, their pressure can just zoom up to 180, 200. I mean, you don't know. Many years have gone by, and that puts you in a range of having a stroke. So why don't you just mention to your doctor, call the doctor up, say you want to consider stopping it, and you'll come in and see what your pressure is, or you can buy one of those machines. But I want you to do it with your doctor just in case it's something that we don't know, you and I, that's in your chart, that might make this a very very bad idea. All right? Let's talk to Monica in New York. How you doing, Monica?
Yes, hello?
Hi, you're on the air, ma'am.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate everything that you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Perfect. I just recently had surgery for a chocolate ovarian cyst.
Mm.
Yeah, and they removed it, and I just wanted to ask you two questions. One, I want to know what causes the ovarian cyst, if we know. And secondly, I want to know if this is going to interfere with my fertility in the future.
Yes. Okay. The first question, you broke up a little, but I think it was like a generic, you know, what's up with these ovarian cysts? And actually, it's an easy question to answer because every time you produce an egg, when you ovulate, it starts out in a cyst. And the cyst ruptures and out pops the egg. So if the covering of the ovary is a little fibrous or tough that month, or where the egg is trying to burst through, instead of the egg just popping out into the open cavity where it gets gathered up by the ends of your tubes, it stays in the ovary and forms a cyst. And that cyst can continue to fill with fluid and or blood, and blood will give it a chocolatey color. And before you know it, somebody, you pick up a feeling of fullness, or your doctor is examining you and feels this lump, and then they go and remove it. So the rest of the surface of the, I assume they remove the cyst and not the ovary. And if they remove one ovary is still enough to get you pregnant. So I would not expect a major impact on fertility. So, and that's something that, of course, you're probably not going to know until the day comes when you try. So, I'd forget about it at this point and do what comes naturally when the time for doing what comes naturally comes naturally and see what happens, all right? All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Need money? Our listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. I mean, quit your job money from home. Income at Home 55 will help you run your own home business, and they're adding our listeners. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company and one of the few work from home companies with an A+ BBB rating. Want to earn life-changing money from home? Listen.
I wanted to see what everybody was talking about working from home and making this great income. I'm working my business now full-time, and it has completely changed my life. Being able to be at home, be in control of your schedule, and create an income for the family, but be able to do it right there with them. It's so rewarding.
Hey, listeners, IncomeAtHome55.com even provides a personal coach to help you succeed. Order your no-obligation info kit and pay only shipping. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Well, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the progress. Talk to Charles in Florida. How you doing, Charles?
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. I want to know, is there a difference between generic drugs and brand name drugs? For example, I take a generic form of Librium and I've heard that the generic form is not as effective. Is that right?
Well, gee, Librium's an old-time drug. What do you take it for?
Alcoholism, anxiety.
Yes. Well, listen, it's still used for that and anxiety, but Librium's, you know, mostly been replaced by a range of drugs, Valium-type drugs. And in terms of alcoholism and Librium and sedatives and all that, sounds like you got a little too much going there. I mean, you haven't quit drinking yet, have you?
Oh, I'm trying to stop.
Kind of stopped. okay. How long ago did you kind of stop? Within days or hours or what?
About a month.
Well, it sounds to me, I'm just going by what it sounds like, your doctor may be giving you a little bit too much, because you sound fairly sedated. And, you know, I'll answer your question quickly. There's basically no difference. Sometimes in what they mix it with and the coating and all that, but the drug, the molecule of the drug, is the same and supposed to be the same. And for critical medications like heart medications and stuff like that, it's very carefully as they can, they test it to make sure it's absorbed the same rate, because the manufacturers are allowed to mix it with different kinds of powders and things to bind it together. But it sounds to me like you may have swapped one medication for another, i.e. alcohol for the Librium. So be very careful, because that's a very powerful sedative, and you can get hooked on that also. So I'd like to see you talk to your doctor some more. All right, join us for the next program. Till then, be.
Attention, Dr. Heisen is currently seeking participants who have severe headaches. If you have one or more headaches per month, if you've been diagnosed with migraine or tension headaches, or experience nausea and light sensitivity along with your headaches, you are eligible to receive a free trial of Dr. Heisen's headache system. After 10 years of intensive research, it has been discovered that this medical breakthrough can relieve even the most severe headaches in just minutes, without pills or side effects. Now you can participate in a free 30-day trial of this headache-fighting discovery free just by calling today. Previously available only to his patients, Dr. Heisen's headache system is now available for a limited time to headache sufferers in your area. So if you or someone you know would benefit from headache relief in just minutes without pain pills or their side effects, you are eligible to participate in this exclusive free trial of Dr. Heisen's headache system. Call this number and find out how to get your free trial. 800-928-1323. That number again is 800-928-1323. 800-928-1323.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now, 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.